Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your Cleveland Cavaliers, we finally have an opponent for the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Tone, that opponent is the Indiana Pacers. After in overtime, they were able to beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night. By the way, Giannis, is he gone?
They don't have a lot of mechanisms to improve the team. They don't have draft pick they can trade until 2031.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can get a draft pick you can trade in 2030, by 2031 if you move Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, you got to be good, though. How often are you going to get a player like that? I mean, wasn't he a 15th overall pick?
He's been a top three MVP finalist, I think, like six straight years.
216-474-0092. So let's break this down as best we can, and we're going to get to the dad of Tyrese Haliburton here in a moment. You are not worried about Tyrese Haliburton, Tone. You are not shook.
Well, I put it this way. I mean, in this series, Donovan Mitchell is the best player. It's undisputed. And I think if Darius gets back and gets in rhythm, he could be the second best player in this series. Evan Mobley could be the second best player in this series. Evan Mobley could be the best player in this series. This speaks to the advantage I think the Cavs have, not just in overall top-tier talent. Then there's the depth. Then there's the guy they got coming off the bench that sometimes outplays Darius Garland.
This is nitty-gritty, right? I told people this is going to be nitty-gritty.
I don't even think that's nitty-gritty. I think that
is not nitty-gritty.
I think that is just at its simplest terms, like the advantages that the Cavs have. Oh, and by the way, they have home court advantage. So they've had the time now for Darius to get back on track with – you know, his injury situation. They smartly kept him out of the final two games of that series against the Heat. All that did was to get Ty Jerome and everybody even more confidence that they can play as a unit. Jared Allen's playing the best basketball of his career. Now, I get it. The Heat laid down. The Heat didn't want to be there. The Heat winning those playing games, that was all. But the Cavs also, they also made them buckle. They made them wilt. They made them give up, too. I mean, that shouldn't be lost in all of that. So, The Pacers, they have surged since January. They've been a different team. Haliburton started out the season. He was miserable. So they're playing really good basketball. They are. I just think the Cavs have another level, if not two other levels, than
the
Pacers.
What do the Cavs do better than the Pacers right now that sets them clearly apart?
They're shooting. They're shooting. And the Pacers have way more shooters than what the Heat have. The Heat also didn't have a point guard. So it's tough to – it's going to be weird because you're playing a real basketball team again. If you were in the Western Conference, this would be more like a first-round series.
The Heat won 37 games in the regular season.
They were 10 seeds.
So I think you're playing
a real team that can go on real runs against you.
You have to do a good job of balancing emotions here. And I'm talking with the fan base here because we've already had people saying crazy stuff. Like yesterday, we had people trying to call in saying that Ty Jerome should be the starting point guard and we should ship off Darius Garland. So what you're going to – I'm dead serious about this. You need to control emotions because they could lose – a game or two in this series.
They could lose, yes.
I mean, a six-game series wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It is the playoffs. Yeah. Like, when we had LeBron and we were just sweeping through teams, That's not normal. That's not a normal playoff run.
But you're playing the scraps of what used to be a basketball team and a culture with the Miami Heat. Now, I think it's a lot different for everybody. And if you don't just run right through them, especially, say you have Darius Garland back and Darius Garland healthy. If Darius Garland doesn't have the type of games that Ty Jerome did the other night against the Miami Heat, even though you're playing a better basketball team, you know we're going to have to deal with that. Like there will be, to any loss, there will be a bit of an overreaction here. Because I think what people are trying to do, they're trying to build up their confidence to take on the Boston Celtics.
Sure.
So
sure.
You're watching Boston. You see Kristaps Porzingis get split open like he's Cactus Jack. You watch what happened with Jason Tatum.
Jaylen Brown went down in game three.
Brown goes down. So you're trying to build up confidence there. And then when you're beating a team by 55, obviously that's going to help. You're playing a better opponent, though. So you're playing an actual playoff team that, again, Danny said it yesterday, and I didn't hear you disagree with him. It's like, hey, this is a better team than the 4 seed. They probably would have been the 3 seed if they had not started the season the way they started.
Yeah, he's right. The Pacers are formidable. They're well coached. They have an identity. So I do think you got to pay attention to that. And that is a team that absolutely could put a scare into you in a game or two. I just think the Cavs, like I don't even know, the Cavs don't have to play their best. They have to play their best basketball to beat Boston. Okay, the Cavs have to be on it in that series. I think there is a gap between the Cavs and the Pacers where you don't need everybody clicking on all cylinders. And it should get tougher. It should get tougher throughout the series. And yes, Indiana could come into Cleveland and steal a game and have everybody panicking. That is how the playoffs tend to work sometimes. I think we were so spoiled with LeBron, you know, up until that final year where he had the 2 7-game series, where that wouldn't be the case. Like, you'd say to yourself, well, the 60-win Atlanta Hawks, it wasn't a series. It was domination. And so I am curious because the Cavs were not tested at all by the Heat. I know game two, if Donovan Mitchell doesn't have his last 5 minutes, you know, maybe that series is split and then we're having a different conversation. But eventually we knew the Cavs were gonna put their stamp on that series than they did in all-time record.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Breaking fashion. But I think Cavs should be fine. The Cavs should be good, and we should be looking at a Boston Celtics-Cavs Eastern Conference Finals.
216-474-0092. There's another thought to this, and I don't know what Tyrese Halliburton's going to allow to happen after what happened last night. So last night at the end of the game, Tyrese Halliburton hits the three. Milwaukee inbounds the ball. Basically, the father was on. Milwaukee inbounds the ball. They throw a Hail Mary three. That misses. End of game. End of story. You have a situation where the father of Tyrese Halliburton, he's sitting basically right underneath a bucket at the baseline. He gets up. He's got this towel. I assume the towel is of the son. I think the towel is of Tyrese Halliburton. He's got a Tyrese Halliburton towel. The father of Tyrese Halliburton gets up.
Halliburton.
He's almost on the floor before the end of the game. So he gets up. He's running the baseline. Like, as they're inbounding the ball, they throw the three up. The three misses. A game ends. Giannis Antetokounmpo standing just above the right around the arc, and Tyrese Halliburton's dad goes up to him and in his face is waving the towel, and not like walking by saying something, like standing there waving the towel to the point where a security guard got in between them. Tyrese Halliburton didn't see anything until after the game, or he didn't see video till after the game. He spoke about it after the game. Giannis, I thought, was strong in his commentary after it. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo first about Tyrese Halliburton's father making a mockery of himself right after the game, after the Indiana Pacers were able to close out the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know, having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable, okay? But it's not respectful. I talk with him at the end, and I think we're in a good place.
That's pretty disrespectful and pretty unacceptable, no matter who it is, especially somebody's dad. I mean, that's
especially considering
silly.
Who this is happening to. It's Giannis. Might be Giannis's last game ever.
Yeah.
In a Milwaukee Bucks uniform, and they're dealing with that at the end of an emotional, jam-packed energy game where it went to overtime. They overcome a 7-point deficit with 40 seconds left. It was craziness that was going on the court, and then Giannis has to deal with, of all people, Halliburton's dad.
Yes. So here's Tyrese Halliburton on his father waving the towel in front of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, as far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with what transpired there from him. I think that he just, you know, got excited, saw his son make a game winner, and came on the court. We had a conversation, and, you know, I think he just needs to just allow me to just play basketball, stay over there. I think it's the emotions of the game, just got excited there. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there, and, you know, everybody's grown men, and, you know, we'll just go from there.
You don't take Indiana. How seriously do you take Indiana?
Yeah,
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I think this will be a much more competitive series that the Cavs should win in 5 or 6.
In 5 or 6. So that means I kind of like this thing, and I kind of wish that he didn't do it that much because I want it for us. I want that intrigue for us. I don't like to make a big deal of family members until family members insert themselves. Like this Jordan Hudson thing with Bill Belichick, I've been pretty soft-pedaling about it because once you open it up to that girlfriend or that wife or that whatever, then it's open season on everybody. And I feel that sometimes they catch things they really shouldn't. But now that we've seen the CBS Sunday morning clips, it's like, well, now we have to discuss this, and we will even further because it's getting even weirder down at North Carolina. Now that Dad has ran on the floor and inserted himself at the end of that series, now I want something here. Because I like pettiness. I like the rivalry. I like becoming a rival. I like that sort of thing. I like people getting in each other's faces over this sort of thing. I like trash talk in professional basketball. Plus, I like trash talk when I think that we'll be able to beat them in 5 or 6 games. I think it's going to be a more competitive series. I think the matchup's a little bit more difficult than you're making it out to be to some people. But I still think that this is a series that the Cavs should win, should be able to do in 5 to 6, as I said. And I'd like to have a little bit of fun with Tyrese Halliburton's father. Now I'm afraid that he ain't going to be allowed on the floor. Or, excuse me, allowed in the arena when the series ultimately shifts to Indiana.
Yeah, well, you certainly can't have good seats in Cleveland. That would be
ridiculous.
Yeah, I know maybe these people never know who they're selling to. But much like we didn't want Spike Lee ever sitting courtside.
And then he ended up sitting courtside.
You don't want this. He did apologize afterwards, by the way, on social media. Papa Halliburton, I sincerely apologize to Giannis, the Bucks, the Pacers organization for my actions. This was not a good reflection on our sport or my son, and I will not make that mistake again.
216-474-0092. The Cavaliers have themselves an opponent. Yes, what were you going to say?
Big, I talked about Darius Garland. Like Halliburton did, he didn't do much for a while in that game yesterday. When the game was on the line, he went right around Giannis. He had some nice drives by one of the better perimeter defenders when Giannis wants to be. And so that's something that when he's matched up against Donovan or Darius, which he inevitably will in this series because of cross matches or whatever, we'll be curious to see how much of a fight Darius and Donovan can give him. Because when he wants to, he can be a pretty good offensive player. He just seems so passive at times.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.